In today's innovation-driven economy, creativity has become the new gold rush, a currency more valuable than power or position. Forget the myth that creativity belongs only to special geniuses born with magical talents. The truth? Creativity is a practical, learnable skill that drives trillion-dollar industries and separates market leaders from followers. From Renaissance workshops to modern boardrooms, creative thinking has consistently transformed challenges into opportunities and profits into profits. What makes Netflix different from Blockbuster? Why did Supreme become a billion-dollar brand while similar streetwear companies faded away? The answer lies not in resources or luck, but in creative thinking that saw possibilities others missed. Whether you're launching a startup, advancing your career, or reinventing yourself after setbacks, developing your creative capacity isn't optional. It's essential for survival and success in our rapidly evolving world. The most innovative minds throughout history share a common trait. They developed systematic approaches to creativity rather than waiting for inspiration to strike. They understood that creativity isn't magic, it's methodology. And the exciting news? These methods can be learned, practiced, and mastered by anyone willing to develop them. Throughout history, our most extraordinary creative breakthroughs have emerged from our darkest moments. The Renaissance flourished after the Black Death decimated Europe. Modernism arose from the ashes of World War I. The 2008 economic collapse birthed the creator economy. Why? Because crisis disrupts established patterns and forces new perspectives. Research on post-traumatic growth confirms this relationship between adversity and innovation. When facing significant challenges, our brains activate different neural pathways, enhancing cognitive flexibility and problem-solving abilities. We become more open to novel experiences and willing to question fundamental assumptions. This doesn't mean suffering is necessary for creativity, but it often accelerates it by stripping away comfortable routines. The pandemic lockdowns of 2020 demonstrated this principle on a global scale. As billions entered isolation, the usual distractions of modern life disappeared. In that strange pause, many discovered hidden talents or pursued long-dormant passions. Companies pivoted to remote solutions, educators reimagined teaching methodologies, and artists found new ways to reach audiences. What can we learn from this pattern? When facing adversity, remember that discomfort often precedes breakthrough. The next time you encounter obstacles, ask yourself, what assumptions am I being forced to question? What new possibilities might exist that weren't visible before? How might this challenge become a catalyst for something extraordinary? While 98% of 5-year-olds score at genius level for creative thinking, only 2% of adults maintain this capacity. This decline stems from educational systems and social conditioning that favor conformity over imagination. Common myths limit our creative potential, that creativity strikes randomly in gifted individuals, that it's exclusive to traditional arts, and that creative ability is fixed at birth. Research contradicts these beliefs, showing creativity emerges from practice and can be developed through structured approaches across all fields. Nobel laureate Eric Kandel's research shows creativity requires coordinated use of both brain hemispheres, analytical left and intuitive right. Michael Mrzenich's studies on neuroplasticity confirm our brains remain adaptable throughout life, forming new neural connections through learning and experience. Your creative capacity isn't fixed, it's developable. Through intentional practice and proper conditions, you can enhance your creative abilities regardless of age or experience, approaching creativity as a skill rather than a mystical gift. Creative vision demands faith in unseen possibilities. When Michelangelo endured 4 years painting the Sistine Chapel, or Steve Jobs pushed engineers toward impossible deadlines, they exemplified visionary thinking, imagining and pursuing what others deemed impossible. James Dyson's 5,126 failed prototypes before his breakthrough vacuum, and Elon Musk's persistence with Tesla despite early skepticism, show how transformative innovation requires unwavering conviction. these creators saw beyond current limitations to future possibilities. Authenticity amplifies vision by adding emotional depth. Artemisia Gentileschi challenged 17th century gender norms through powerful female subjects, while modern companies like Patagonia build loyalty by genuinely expressing environmental values in their practices. When bold ideas align with genuine purpose and personal truth, they create a foundation for sustained innovation that persists through challenges. The key lies in identifying where your unique perspective and authentic interests intersect with the world's needs. Empathy fuels creativity by enabling diverse perspectives. Walt Disney exemplified this through his understanding of children's viewpoints, famously noting, "Adults are only kids grown up." This philosophy revolutionized entertainment through emotional connection. Curiosity, particularly childlike wonder, drives innovation by challenging conventions. Leonardo da Vinci demonstrated this through his cross-disciplinary explorations, documenting everything from anatomy to bird flight. Creative minds excel as problem finders, questioning assumptions rather than merely solving given problems. Intuition works alongside analysis in creative breakthroughs. Henri Matisse's revolutionary color use came from intuitive understanding of emotional responses, while Estée Lauder's gift with purchase emerged from instinctive consumer insights rather than formal research. These three elements form creativity's foundation, enabling both innovation discovery and human-centered solutions. Strengthen them through perspective-taking exercises, exploring unfamiliar subjects, and allowing space for intuitive insights alongside analytical thinking. Silence and solitude are essential for creativity. Georgia O'Keeffe's artistic breakthroughs in New Mexico's desert and Steve Wozniak's computer innovations in his garage exemplify how isolation can fuel creation. In our hyper-connected world, deliberate disconnection becomes an act of creative self-preservation. Improvisation balances freedom with structure. Abstract expressionists like Jackson Pollock created seemingly chaotic works through mastery of fundamentals. This applies across disciplines, from jazz musicians mastering scales before improvising to business innovators understanding markets before disrupting them. Cross-pollination between disciplines generates breakthroughs. Gustav Klimt transformed his art by combining biological studies with Byzantine elements. Modern innovations reflect similar fusions. Apple blends technology with psychology and design, while contemporary architecture integrates environmental science and social psychology. Effective creative processes combine all three elements: solitary periods for deep thinking, structured improvisation within boundaries, and cross-pollination between fields. Consider incorporating digital sabotages, creative constraints, and inspiration from diverse disciplines into your work. Effective collaboration transforms individual capabilities into greater achievements, as demonstrated by Renaissance partners Donatello and Michelozzo, whose combined sculptural and architectural expertise created revolutionary works. Successful collaborations require clear roles, shared vision, distinct identities, open communication, and mutual respect for each partner's value. Implementation balances vision with practical execution. Netflix exemplifies this by maintaining its core mission while evolving from DVDs to streaming to content creation. Similarly, Instagram's pivot from bourbon to photo sharing shows the importance of adaptability while pursuing creative goals. Creative innovation often stems from noticing what others miss. Velázquez's Las Meninas illustrates how connecting disparate elements can produce revolutionary work, combining court portraiture with complex spatial relationships and commentary on observation itself. This creative observation, paired with technical skill, transforms ordinary insights into extraordinary achievements. Success in creative fields requires balancing vision with execution, intuition with analysis, solitude with collaboration, and tradition with innovation. Understanding and developing these elements enhances creative capacity and meaningful contribution to one's field.